Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, hallelujah. With our hands lifted up this morning and our hearts open, oh, come in this morning and fill our hearts, oh Lord, with the living waters in the name of the Lord Jesus. Wisdom from above for us, Lord, this morning. And let your name be glorified. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the entrance of your word brings light. So let that light shine in every heart this morning to the praise and to the glory of God. And everybody says, amen. Amen. Let's put our hands together for the Lord Jesus. Come on, give the Lord a praise in the house. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Well, you know, I've got a strange title for a message this morning. But I believe, you know, nobody should leave until you hear this message. Amen. Close the doors. Praise the Lord. You're going to have to hear this. You know, I've been waiting on the Lord and so forth for many, many, many months. You know, but today is the day. Hallelujah. Now, this morning, green dollar, red dollar. Well, that's right. I told you it's a strange message and a strange title for a message. You say green dollar or red dollar? Well, yeah. So, you all need to pay attention. I want you to take some notes this morning, and especially the younger folks. You pay real attention, because this is the message that's going to make you financially free. How many of you can say amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Well, there are some monsters that we need to slay here this morning. One of them is the financial debt monster. You know, it is a monster. You know, once it gets its grips around you, it'll strangulate you, you know, until it finishes you. It is called debt. D-E-B-T.
Amen.
It starts by a little borrowing, a little here, and a little there. The next thing you know, you know, it's got its grips, you know, around you, and it'll finish you before you realize it. But that's not what the whole message is about. You know, it's about a lot of things. You know, but I'm going to start here in Haggai chapter 1. And verse 6. So, we're getting into the real serious part of the message now. So, you pay attention. Haggai chapter 1 and verse 6. Ye have sown much, and you bring in little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but ye are not filled with drink. Ye clothe ye, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put it into a bag with holes. Well, folks, that's a very pitiful situation. It's a very sad situation. You mean you work hard, you make money, and it's like you put it in a bag of holes? I mean, what's the point of working then? You might as well not do anything. But if you are going to work, the Bible says also that for a man to enjoy the good of all his labor, that's the gift of God. Amen. Amen, folks. So we want you to consider your ways. That's what the Lord said in verse 7. Thus said the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Now look at the things that the Lord talked about here this morning. You have sown much, but you bring in little. You know, it's like people sow, but they reap very little. You say, well, you eat, but you don't have enough. Well, it's like, you know, from hand to mouth, or whatever they say, paycheck to mouth, or I don't know what they call it. You know, you drink, but you are not even filled, and all these things going on, you know, and earning money to put in a bag of holes. I mean, it's like your dollar that's supposed to be green is actually red. Red is bad. Amen. Amen, folks. You heard the expression, I'm in the red, or they're in the red. You know, red is bad, you know, and all that, you know. So, but there may be a little part, you know, maybe different parts of this message. And I think at the end of this, you know, I'm going to give a prophetic insight, you know, and you pay attention, because the Lord is going to bless your heart. Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's take a look at why these things happen. Why do people sow a lot but reap a little, apparently? Why do they eat but they don't have enough? Why do they drink and not feed? Why do they earn money to put in a bag of holes? Well, there are many reasons, but let me start here by telling you one or two things that the scripture actually reveals. Now you say, well, I don't know where this message is going. You pay attention. The Lord is going to bless you. Let me say right away that, you know, I don't care who you are that's in this house today. Every one of you has faced financial difficulties at one time or the other, or still are facing financial difficulties right now. And I don't care how, it doesn't matter how spiritual you try to be, you know, when you get into that financial trouble, it can really get you down. How many of you know what I'm talking about? You know, I've seen it. You know, I talk to people all the time and so forth. When they get, they're trying to serve the Lord, they're trying to do the best they can and so forth, but they cannot get out of the strangulation of the financial problems. And their joy is withered away. You know, because, you know, so Lord's going to give you understanding here this morning. Amen.
Amen.
And we need to slay that monster that has got his grips around your neck, you know, that's not letting you fly and soar high like the Lord wants you to be. You know, so listen to this in the book of Hosea, chapter 4 and verse 6. Hosea chapter 4 and verse 6. You know, there are some reasons why some people are not prospering like they should be. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Are you still with me, folks? He said, because thou hast rejected knowledge, I also will reject thee. Now, that's a very, you know, dangerous place to be if the Lord says, I will reject you. Now, and I believe that's not for any of us sitting here this morning. Amen.
Amen.
You know, so, you know, but you must receive knowledge. Receive knowledge from the Lord. That's the one reason why people are not advancing like they should be, because they don't have knowledge, or they choose not to receive instruction from the Word of God of what the Lord wants us to be doing and how He wants us to live our lives. Now listen to this also in Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 18. I'm going to take this message slow because I want it to sink in. And you better be taking notes when we get to some part of this here, because before this is over, I'm going to tell you some things here that the Lord wants you to know. Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 18. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law or the word of God, happy is he. You know, so there are two things here that I'm dealing in this morning. I'm dealing in knowledge that comes from the word of God. And I'm also dealing in a vision of what God is bringing. You know, so, you know, when people don't believe these things, if you don't believe, you know, and you don't have vision, then the Bible says, well, that's why the people are perishing. And if you don't understand knowledge and so on, you know, so. Now, I'm going to preach a real prosperity message here this morning. How many of you say, praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Well, I love to hear a real prosperity message, because the Lord wants us to prosper. Amen?
Amen.
But this is not like the one you might see on television or hear from some so-called prosperity preacher and so forth like that, you know. We're going to take it straight from the Word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, there is no short cut to any place that is worth going. You hear that? There's no shortcut to any place that is worth going at all. You know, so, you know, this, there is no get rich quick program with God. You know, some people say, well, all you got to do is sow $1,000 over here and then everything's going to be fine. Well, you know, I have never seen anything so far from the Word of God.
Amen.
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 It is not even scriptural. You know, there is nothing like it at all. You know, if you don't follow God's precepts, and you don't follow God's ways, and you don't follow the knowledge that God has given, you can sow $1,000 all you want, and you will still be, you know, I have read some people's testimony. They say, we gave a lot, we done this and so forth like that, but we're still, well, yeah, because you don't have knowledge. Amen. Praise God. You know, so, you know, you have to take the whole of God's word. You can't just pick one scripture and then run with that. You know, you have to pick everything. The Bible says that in Deuteronomy 8 and 3, man shall not live by bread alone, but by what? Every word that comes from the mouth of God. You know, so let's understand this, you know, that God really wants us to have prosperity. And he really wants to bless us. He doesn't want you to be down by these challenges and so forth. But he's going to give you understanding and wisdom here this morning. Now, I am going to discuss 7 principles. Now, I don't normally preach like this, but I'm going to discuss 7 principles that give you an understanding of how God wants your life to be with relation to prosperity and finances and all of the abundance that God gives. So we are talking about a real prosperity message. I don't think there's anybody in here that doesn't like to prosper. You know, all of us want to prosper. That's why we go to school. That's why we get a job. That's why you buy a car. That's why you buy. So don't anybody be religious on me now and say, well, we don't need to hear that and so forth. All we need to do is wait for the coming of the Lord. No, we need real prosperity. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But those who are taking upon themselves to preach it, they are doing it to fill up their pockets. You know, we're not taking up any offering. This has nothing to do with that. You know, there may be a little part that I may say something about that. But, you know, it has nothing to do with that. You know, and you check it out from the word of God as I give it straight to you this morning. You'll see that's exactly what God is telling us. So I'm going to start here. These are 7 principles that will help you become financially prosperous and stay prosperous and be financially independent and live the abundant life. How many of you can say praise the Lord?
Praise
so why is all that important? Because I counsel so many people, especially young people, and they are always in problems with their finances and all of these things. Now some of the older folks, you know, that are in the house, you know, they've learned some of these things that I'm going to say here this morning, you know. And but even when they were younger, they all passed through all these things. See, when I was in my 20s and 30s, I may give you a testimony later on, but when I was in my 20s and 30s and so forth, and a lot of young people, everybody passes through this phase. Because you come out of college, you know, and then maybe before you even come out of college, you know, there's credit cards, you know, waiting for you and all these things and so on and so forth. You know, and, you know, all the time, maybe when you were in high school and college and so forth, maybe you didn't really know how to manage any finances. You know, so when you get into the real world, you know, and then all of a sudden you have to deal with all these things and so forth, it's overwhelming, you know, and people don't know how to manage it. And, you know, we don't teach these things enough in churches, you know, so people just, you know, blunder, you know, all kinds of things that they just go. And then their life's so messed up that they can't, you know, have the abundant life, they can't have the goodness of the Lord, and they can't really have any joy because they're just so messed up, you know. But that's not your portion in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So listen to this. 7 principles from the word of God of how you can be really, truly financially blessed and independent of debt and all of these things. Number 1, and I hope you are taking notes. And this is also so that your dollar may be green and not turn red. Amen. And Lord showed me that. I'll get to that in a minute if I get a chance, of when I saw that dollar turning red. You know, but, you know, let me say it to you this way. God wants your dollar. Do you know, how many of you know that they actually, in the financial world, they refer to, some of people refer to that U.S. dollar as greenbacks.
Yep.
How many of you know that? Well, you may not know that. I see some hands up. You know, well, you know, it may be green right now, but I tell you, it's already turning red. You know, I'll tell you more about that in a minute. But, you know, for you as an individual, is your dollar green or is it red? Are you earning money to put in a bag of holes? You know, some people talk about Stretching the dollar. You ever heard that expression? Stretch your dollar, make your dollar go a long way. Well, you know, I'm not stretching any dollars here this morning. But I'm telling you how to make your dollar remain green. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, it goes beyond stretching. You know, I mean, you know, if you can get this down, and I want all young people and everybody else to listen to this. And the Lord's going to bless you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Number one, you need to recognize God as your source. Amen, folks. Amen. Can I get somebody to repeat what I said? Recognize God as what? The source. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19. For my God shall do what? Shall supply all your need according to what? According to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Not according to your job. Amen. Not according to the money you have or don't have. Not according to your credit card or the money you borrow or don't have. But according to his riches. And you can't have the riches of God if you don't understand the principles by which God operates. You know, God doesn't change his word for anybody. It's the same thing with health. God has health laws. You know, you can pray all you want about being healthy. If you don't follow God's health laws, you will be sick. And then you're going to need somebody like, you know, anointed preachers to pray for you and get you healed. You know, and God will help you if you cry out for his mercy. But you should be better for you in the first place not to be sick. Praise the Lord. Amen. If you have faith, it's been said, you know, and you reach out when you are in any kind of a hole, God will pull you out. But if you use wisdom, you can avoid falling into that hole in the first place. How many of you can say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
So this is wisdom here this morning. God is our source. That's the first thing that we must recognize. That's in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19. That's verse 19. And then also it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 8. It says, you know, God will make all grace. God is able to make all grace abound toward you so that you may always have all sufficiency in all things. Amen?
Amen.
Well, there's so many people here that don't even have sufficiency for even pay their rent, mortgage, car bill, or whatever, let alone all things. You know, but this is God's way. God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always having sufficiency in all things may abound unto every good work. That's God's pattern, and that's God's plan, and that's what God wants us to be. But that sufficiency comes from the grace of God in your life. Hallelujah. So that's the first thing we must recognize. And I have dozens of scriptures for each one of these principles that I'm going to lay out today. But on the account of time, I will just scale them back to one or two or three scriptures. So that's the first one. The second one, after you recognize that God is the source, all good and perfect gift come from above. Amen?
Amen.
Anything that is good, it comes from the Lord. You know, and even the knowledge and all of these things and so forth for you to do well, it comes from the Lord. You know, so now, once you understand that God is the source, the second thing is you must also understand that God wants you to prosper. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many of you can say amen to that?
Amen.
Well, we don't talk about, you know, prosperity so much in this church, and just because we don't hammer on giving and so forth, that doesn't mean God doesn't want you to prosper. It's just because we believe that we don't need to take a hammer over somebody's head before they want to give to the Lord. You know, if a believer has problems giving to the Lord, he's got a real problem more than just giving. Amen?
Amen?
Amen, folks?
Amen.
That's right. Because God gave you everything to start with. So if you are tight-fisted and so forth like that, so that's why we don't even waste time too much about that stuff, you know. And the people in this church, God bless your hearts. Because people are doing and they are giving great and so forth without anybody hammering too much about that stuff, you know. So the people are going to give, you know, by the way the Lord moves upon them, you know, whether you hammer their head or not, you know, they're going to do that, and they've been doing that. And so, you know, we understand that. So, but you must recognize that God wants you to prosper. Now, let's give you a couple of scriptures for that. 3 John verse 2 will tell you that, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health. Amen? Even as your soul prospers. So the Lord wants us to prosper. That's 3 John verse 2. 3 John chapter 1 and verse 2. So the Lord, he wants us to prosper. And not only does he want us to prosper, he will show you how. Praise the Lord. Are you still awake, folks? He will show you how. You know, I can come up here, you know, and tell you to come and put $1,000 in this basket. You know, I can jump up and down and do some charismatic stuff. You know, and you all may jump up and down and come and put your money. But I'm telling you the real stuff here. Praise the Lord. You know, one time one man, his name was Naaman, he said, look, I thought you were going to come out here. You're going to strike the leper. You're going to call on the name of your God. You're going to jump up and down. You're going to shout all of these things, you know. But instead, you tell me to go do this foolish thing. You know, say, well, and there are many better rivers in Syria and all these places that I should go and watch in this field in Jordan, you know. So, you know, sometimes people despise the word of the Lord, you know, just because of the way we bring it in and so forth. You say, well, what's he talking about? You better pay attention, because this is the word of the Lord. Amen. Amen. In the book of Psalms 32 and verse 8, he says, you know, remember, we're talking about the principle where he said, you know, not only it is God's wish to prosper you, but also he's going to lead you and he's going to show you how. Psalms 32 and verse 8. I will instruct thee in the way, and I will teach you in the way which thou should go, and I will guide you with my eye. Praise the Lord. But if you don't take his instruction, well, then, you know, it's like you sow, but you reap little, because you are not following his instructions. It's like you eat, but you're still hungry. You don't have enough. It's like you earn money, but you put it in a bag of holes. And as soon as you earn money, you know, I know some people that are just, their life is just chaotic. Soon as you earn some real money, there are some problems that are waiting. And that's like a bag of holes. When you make, you go to work, you know, and you know, all of these things and so forth, and some people work 2-3 jobs and all, nothing wrong with that, you know, and then at the end of it, you still can't get things done, and as soon as you have some real money, there are many problems waiting to siphon all that money. That's like earning money to put in a bag of holes. Praise the Lord. That's not God's portion for you. Now listen to what God wants you to have. He will direct you. He will instruct you in the way they should go. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 8, we are told in verse 18 that it is the Lord your God that gives you the power to get wealth. Praise the Lord. That's right. You know, I wish somebody would put up these scriptures quickly. Deuteronomy 8 and verse 18. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day. The Lord is the one, and he is the one that's going to show you how to do it. But you must follow his instructions. Praise the Lord. Isaiah chapter 48 and verse 17. Isaiah 48. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, and which leadeth thee in the way that thou should go. Amen, folks. Amen. The Lord is the one that's going to teach you how to profit. How's he going to do it? Well, by the word that we are going to share with you here today, if you pay attention. So, Those are two principles that we have revealed so far. You must recognize God is the source, and then you must know that it is God's will for you to prosper. Now, the third, and perhaps the most important of all of these, is you need to serve the Lord faithfully. Amen? Serve the Lord with all your heart, faithfully. There are many promises in the Bible that are tied to this one principle. You know, when you serve the Lord, when you do according to the word of God, there's many, many promises. Let me just read a few. The reason why I'm taking this slow, this is kind of like more of a teaching rather than my usual style of preaching. You know, so I'm just taking it slow, give you an understanding, and give you time to take notes. In Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, the Lord will tell Joshua that, look, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but you will meditate upon it, what? Day and night. Why? So that you may observe. Now, if you don't know what God commands, how are you going to do it? You know, if you don't know what he said, if you don't know the instruction that he gives in this Bible, how are you going to do it? So you must know the word, you know, and so that you may observe to do all that is written therein. You cannot pick and choose the one you want. Praise the Lord. You cannot pick, folks. You cannot say, look, you know, I'm going to not obey my parents. I'm not going to respect my husband. Oh, my wife did this, I'm going to be bitter against her. Well, if you pick and choose the ones you want, you are not observing to do all that is written in the word. So you must do all that is written in the word. Amen? Amen. For then shall thou make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. Amen. How many of you can say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
If you are not being prosperous, and your life is not successful, you need to consider your ways, saith the Lord.
Amen.
Maybe you are not observing to do all that is written in the word of God. Maybe you just pick the ones that you like, you know, and then just discard the rest of them. But that's not going to work.
Amen.
You must observe to do all that is written in the word of God. Then shall thou make thy way prosperous. And folks, I have seen this scripture to be so 100% true. Praise the Lord. If I get a chance, I might give you a testimony. But let's keep going here with the word of God. He also says in the book of Psalms 1, verses 1 through 3. It's the same kind of thing. You know, blessed is the man. Amen. That walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Don't follow ungodly advice. You better listen to this advice that we are giving you from the scriptures today. Because this is godly counsel. Because it's coming straight from the word of God. Blessed is the man that does not follow the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. People that don't like the word of God and ridicule the word of God and pay no attention to it. Don't company with them. Don't listen to their advice. You know. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. Same thing like we read in Joshua. Then what shall happen to him? You know. And he shall be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water.
Amen.
That bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever,
hallelujah,
whatsoever he doeth shall prosper.
Amen.
That's not some of the time. That is whatsoever he doeth shall prosper.
Amen.
Because he is following the ways of the Lord.
Amen.
You know, don't worry about, you know, don't even worry about the people of the world. Don't worry about what they are doing on television. Follow the Lord with all your heart.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And this scripture will never fail.
Amen.
And I can, you know, I've got proof in my life and many people who are sitting here today. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, moving right along. Deuteronomy chapter 6, Listen to verse 17 and 18. Ye shall diligently, amen, keep the commandments of the Lord your God and his testimonies and statutes which he has commanded thee. And thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord, that he may be well with thee, and that thou mayest go in and possess the good land that I swear that the Lord swear to thy fathers. So prosperity, that it may be well with you, so that your life is good. You are prospering and things are good in your life. It's all based on diligently following the word of the Lord. Amen. Diligently, it's not based on putting $1,000 in the basket and then going and live like the devil. No, that's not going to work. You know, diligently follow the ways of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If you do that, the Lord said, well, you know, you go in and possess all the good things that the Lord already promised. Now, in those days, it was land that he promised them. God didn't promise me some land in the land of Canaan. I don't care about that. But all of the good things that the Lord has promised me here, for me to inherit these things, and I'm going to have to follow the ways of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Listen to this in Exodus chapter 15 and verse 26. And everybody loves to have good health. Everybody loves to claim that, you know, sicknesses that are upon the Egyptians and all of these things and so forth will not come upon them. But the Lord, he laid it out how that your life can be free of sickness and disease. Exodus chapter 15 and verse 26. I am the Lord that healeth thee does not only mean that he'll heal you when you are sick. It means that if you follow his ways, disease and sickness will not even come near you in the first place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen to this. If thou will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight. That's what righteousness is. Doing what is right in the eyes of the Lord. Not what the people of the world say. Not what your friends think. Not what even you yourself think. Not even what your heart thinks. Because the heart is wicked, you know, deceitful and desperately wicked. You need to, some people say follow your heart. I say follow the word of God. Amen. Amen. Don't follow your heart. Follow the word of God. Praise the Lord. Amen. You do that which is right in his eyes and give ear to his commandments and keep all his, look at all of these things that he laid down. Before he came to the promise, he laid down all these conditions. And if you do all these things, then I will put none of these diseases upon you. How many of you say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
But you have to diligently hearken to his voice. You know, you have to do righteousness, which is what's right in his eyes. You have to give ear to his commandments, and you have to keep all of his statutes. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Back to Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 12. Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 12. Wherefore it shall come to pass, if ye hearken to these judgments and keep and do them, that the Lord thy God shall keep unto thee the covenant and the mercy which is swear to thy fathers. You see? But you must keep his word. And he will love thee and bless thee. And he will multiply thee and bless the fruit of thy womb. Can you say amen to that? And bless the fruit of thy land, thy corn and thy wine and thy oil, and the increase of thy kind and thy flocks and thy sheep and so forth. You know, and then verse 14 says, and thou shalt be blessed above all people.
Amen.
Neither shall there be barren among you, whether male or female. Now, if your land is barren, your life is barren, rather, I should say, you know, because that means, you know, something is not right. Because one of the very first thing out of his mouth, when he made man, the first thing he said to man, be fruitful and multiply. So God wants your life to be fruitful, not barren. So if your life is not producing and you are not doing the things that God wants in your life to be bringing for, then your life is barren. You know, why is your life barren? Well, if you're not keeping all of these things, then your life might be barren. You know, so, you know, you need to pay attention to all of the blessings of God. Now, Deuteronomy chapter 28. I am not going to read that because there's 14 verses there. I don't have time to read them all. But in those 14 verses, from Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 to 14, He gives you all of the blessings that will follow you when you keep the word of God. But in the same chapter, from verse 15 to verse 68. Now, this is how serious it is if you don't follow the word of God. If you follow, he takes only 14 verses in telling you. If you don't follow, he takes, 40-something verses in telling you all the plagues and all the problems and how you'll be putting money in your bag of holes and how your enemy will be oppressing you and how problems will, prevail in your life if you don't follow. But if you follow, the Bible says half a word, well, not the Bible, but half a word is, good enough for the wise. Some proverb says, if you follow, you only need to be told once. You follow the word of God. So he tells you, it shall come to pass, if thou shalt diligently keep the voice of the Lord thy God and all the things that I command you these days, all these blessings shall come upon you. And one of the blessings is in verse 12. The Lord shall open his good treasure unto you, the heaven to give you rain and so forth, and to bless the work of your hand. Amen, folks. Amen. He will bless the work of your hands. And thou will be a lender and not a borrower, folks. Amen. God doesn't want us to borrow. You'll hear more about that in just a minute. And the Lord says, he wants you to be above only. Head and not the tail. It's all in these verses. Read it all for yourself. He wants you to do all these things, but you must follow the word of God in order to gain all these benefits. Amen. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Wish I had time to read all those 14 verses of Deuteronomy 28 and verses 1 through 14. But I don't have time. But you can read on your own. So many blessings. But they are all precipitated upon one thing. Is for you to do that which the Lord has commanded. And to hearken to the voice of the Lord. And to obey all of his precepts. And he said he will make you the head, as in verse 13. And you will not be the tail. Can I get amen on that?
Amen.
You'll be above only, and you will not be beneath. Now, if you are detailed or you are behind, then perhaps, you need to consider your ways, saith the Lord. That's right. But if you will hearken unto the commands of the Lord, which he commands you this day to observe and to do there and to keep all his statutes and his precepts, then it shall be well with thee. Amen.
Amen.
And inside those statutes and precepts, he will give you wisdom of how to not get into trouble. But you have to keep his precepts. Praise the Lord. Now, I've talked about three principles so far. Principle number four is this. Work hard. Praise the Lord. Don't be slothful and don't be lazy. Work hard, especially in your youth, folks. The Bible says in the book of Lamentations, chapter 3 and verse 27. I want everybody to turn to this. It is good that a man should bear the yoke in his youth. When you are still young, work hard. At school, when you are in high school, when you are in college, when you are doing all of these things, work hard. Don't be lazy. That's Lamentations 3 and 27. Don't be lazy. Work hard. And the Lord is going to bless you. But don't be lazy. See? Now listen to this about hard work and laziness and so on. I have dozens of scriptures in this category, but let me just read a few. Proverbs chapter 22. In fact, there are many verses in that Proverbs 22 that relate to these things, but I will just read a few of them. Proverbs chapter 22, let me read first of all verse 29. Proverbs 22 and verse 29. Now, there are many ways that the Lord will bless you. One of them is for you, to be diligent in your ways. Seest thou a man that is diligent in his business? Well, that may be your studies. It may be anything that you are doing. He shall not stand before mean men, but he shall stand before kings. How many of you say praise the Lord? Well, folks, I learned this scripture when I was a very young man. You know, and I determined in my heart that I was going to be the best at anything I did. Praise the Lord. Well, God himself, you know, everything he did, the Bible says it was beautiful. Praise the Lord. You know, so don't be lazy. And don't be slothful. Work hard. There are blessings to it. Proverbs chapter 22, still in the same verse, in the same chapter, sorry. Let me read verse 13. The slothful man said, there is a lion in the streets. I'm going to be saying, I'm not going out today. He's a slothful man. There's no lion there. But he makes up that excuse because he doesn't want to go anywhere. Or he may say it's raining, or the sun is too hot, or whatever it is. All kinds of excuses. The Lord already knows that it is sunny. He said, the sun shall not smite thee by day. Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't let sun stop me from what I want to do. Rain, so even sometimes I want to go for a walk around the neighborhood and it's raining. I don't care. If I pray and the rain doesn't stop, then I'll get my umbrella. Hallelujah. I don't care. Rain, you're not going to stop me from what I want to do. You know, if I say, rain, get away from here. And the rain refuses, so be it. I'll take my umbrella. Praise ye the name of the Lord. You can use umbrella for the sun too, by the way. Some of you don't know that. We do that in Nigeria. We use umbrella not only for rain, but also for the sun. Praise the Lord. So don't let anything keep you back. You know, you do what you need to do. Now, that's wisdom for you here. Proverbs chapter 26 and verse 13. Same kind of thing. You know, what does he say? You know, just because he doesn't want to do anything. He says, there's a lion in the streets. I will be slain. You know, he finds all kinds of excuses. You know, all kinds of excuses. Well, let me tell you what the Bible says. In the book of Matthew chapter 7 and verse 7. It talks about three things. How to get your prayers answered. And how to get things that you are looking for. He says, ask. And I call this my ASK rule. A is for ask. S is for seek. And K is for knock. Are you still with me, folks? So ask is actually three things. You ask, you seek, and you knock. You know, if you are looking for a job, for instance, and you are not seeking, well, I don't know how you're going to find anything. You know, so ask in prayer, but then go out and seek. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And go out and knock on a few doors. And if you're persistent enough, the Lord will, you know, open the door for you. Praise the Lord. You know, God always wants us to do something. He doesn't want us just to think that, well, you know, God's just going to throw manna down from heaven. He might, but he might not. But whether he throws manna down or not, he's going to bless you if you follow his ways. Amen. One time he told Peter, well, what about our taxes? They told him all this and said, well, okay, well, you go do this and pay taxes for me and you. But what he did for Peter was he said, look, you go down to the lake and cast in your hook. And the first fish that you catch, open his mouth, you find a silver coin in his mouth, you pay for him, for yourself, and for me. All of that, he could have just snapped his hand and given it to him. Don't you know that he is the creator? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But God doesn't do that. He wants you to do something. You know, he's going to tell Peter to go to his house and get his fishing gear and then go down to the lake. And Peter is going to have a long time to be thinking about it while he's going, and he may doubt while he's doing it too. He may be thinking, well, gee, fish, coin, I never heard anything like that. And if he doesn't follow through the word of God, then he'll not get that coin. Amen. You know, so God will give you instructions, but you must follow the instructions. Moving right along. So work hard. That's very important. Let me cut down on some of these other scriptures for the sake of time. The fifth principle, principle number five. Stay out of debt. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Better open your ears, folks, and hear this one really good. Stay out of debt. God doesn't want you to be in debt. That's not your portion. Amen. Don't borrow. You know, debt is a monster. You know, it has some vicious grips. It'll grab his, you know, tentacles around your neck and strangle your life out of you. Your joy will be withered away when you are loaded in debt, when you can't pay your bills. Praise the Lord. But you have to be patient. I waited patiently for the Lord, the psalmist said. Hallelujah. In the book of Deuteronomy 28, which we just read, verse 12, it says, you will not borrow, but you'll be a lender. Praise the Lord. Proverbs chapter 22. I told you in this 22 chapter, there is many, many things there, you know, about these things. Verse 7. 22 and 7. The rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. You say, I'm not a servant. Yes, you are. Be ye not the servants of men, because ye are bought with a price. Hallelujah, folks. Don't be, look, you are servant to your lender. Pure and simple. Every one of you here that have borrowed money, you are servant to your lender. That's it right here from the scriptures. You know, so don't be anybody's servant. Get out of there. Amen. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Get out of there. You know, I think I should tell you this right now, because, you know, I put a note here that, you know, if I have a chance to say a testimony. Now, credit card and so forth like that, man, that will kill you faster than anything else. Especially if you don't have, you know, you don't know what to do with it. Young folks, don't get sucked into that. You know, it will strangulate you. Praise the Lord. You know, I remember myself, you know, coming into this country as a young man. I was only 29 and so forth, brought my family and so forth. My pastor there, Neil Frisbee, he used to warn us, stay out of there, stay out of there. He warned us all the time. Well, those who listened, they are doing well today. Amen. Those who didn't listen, well, I don't know what they are, you know, what the issue. But, you know, I wanted to listen, but I didn't listen. And I tried, and I couldn't really try, you know. But, and a lot of young people, if you're in your 20s and in your 30s, I mean, those are your formative years, you know, things are, you know, you are struggling. You just got this job, you know, it only barely pays you enough. You know, and so forth. And then there's all these other things that you need to do, nice things. You need to ride a nice car, you know, to live in a nice house, you know, and so forth. You need to look cool and all that, you know. So, you know, there's all these things that can make money, you know, I mean, that need money and so forth to service them. So, well, you know, I'm not the kind of person that normally spends a lot of money on myself. I hardly even spend any money on myself, you know. In fact, my family, my kids, they have to buy me shirts and all these things and all the time. To get me to wear them. And my closet is loaded with stuff, you know, that I still haven't. You know, so I'm not, you know, but, you know, I said, well, you know, I, you know, try to get, you know, this for my family and that, and went, you know, credit card, you know, charged up this thing, put it in a house, you know, furniture and this and that, you know, renovated the house and all these things. Before I knew it, I was thousands of dollars way over my head. And every month they tell you, pay only this much. You know, if you pay only this much, you will never get out of debt. Amen? Amen. That's right. They know how to trap you. You know, it's like a spider's web. You know, he puts it just out there. You go in, and then the next thing, boom, he gets you. And he got you. He got you now really good. Praise God. You know, deliver yourself from the bands around your neck, folks. Hallelujah. So one day, I told the Lord. Now, listen to this. It's an interesting testimony. I told the Lord, I said, Lord. So finally, one day I said, look, you know, this is it. I can't deal with this debt. Now, and remember, I was only 29. I said, Lord, you know, I need to stay out of debt. Help me to stay out of debt. And the Lord said right back to me, but you need to get out of debt. I mean, can you imagine that? I'm telling the Lord to help me stay out of debt, and he's telling me, point blank, but you need to get out of debt. And I said, well, you got to help me with that too. Amen. Praise the Lord. And the Lord said, I will help you, but you have to get out of debt. And he kept telling me that. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I can't help myself. I mean, we're going around in circles here. I need your help, Lord. And he said, but you have to get out of debt. So one night, you know, right about midnight or whatever, so I went, grabbed, you know, I had a bunch of credit cards and so on. So I grabbed my credit cards. And it was a fight. You know, I took the pair of scissors to those credit cards. I chopped them up, you know, and so forth. You know, and some of you may have heard this story before. It's a funny story, you know, because my wife, she was laying in bed, and she saw me fighting with those credit cards. And she started laughing. I don't know what she was laughing about. You know, she laughed. She, you know, and she fell out from the bed, you know, down to, I mean, this kind of hilarious life. And she fell down on the floor and so forth. And she kept laughing. I didn't pay any attention. You can laugh all you want. I'm destroying these credit cards. Praise ye the Lord. So finally I said, well, what are you laughing about? And she laughed some more. She couldn't stop laughing. You know, so finally, well, I let her laugh all she wants. It's like you have this laughing gas, you know. She laughed. So finally I said, okay now, enough already. What are you laughing about? The way you were fighting with those credit cards. Well, I said, if you knew what I knew, you take a hacksaw to those credit cards. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So finally the Lord said, well, you got to get out. I said, Lord, I will get out of there. But you got to help me. I said, Lord, I will help you, but you got to get out of there. So I began to get out of there. Now, sometimes you may have to take a second job. Hello, folks. To get out of debt. You know, don't borrow more money. You know, don't rob Peter to pay Paul, like they say. You know, some people are in debt over here. They borrow more money. They use one credit card to pay another credit card. Borrow more money over here to pay this one. I mean, it's like, what are you doing? You know? So I said, Lord, and that was in 19... I think it was 85 or whatever, you know, or something, maybe 85, 89, I don't know what it was. You know, I said, Lord, and the Lord said, well, I'm going to help you. So I made a promise to the Lord. I said, I'm not going back in debt if you help me. Praise the Lord. And folks, I want to tell you, I'm standing here today. Remember, the Bible says those who will be the least in the kingdom of God, they are the ones that teach, but they don't do the same thing. You teach somebody to do something, but you yourself don't do it. He said, you'll be the least in the kingdom. I don't want to be the least in the kingdom. Amen. Yeah. So I'm telling you what I'm practicing. Free of debt.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And I'm not the only one. There's many people here, especially the older folks that understand this. And they, you know, free of debt and so forth. You say free of debt. Absolutely. Well, so it took me some time, and then the Lord began to bless. And when he did, and I said, and then the other thing was, you know, I owed the Lord so much, you know, because I wasn't paying my tithes. I found every reason to justify why not to do it, you know, but the main reason was I was over my head in financial problems, you know. So I said, Lord, I said, I'm going to clean this mess up. I said, well, clean it up. So I said, Lord, well, if you help me, I'm going to go back and pay all those back tithes. That's the truth. And I did too. I went back and calculated all the places where I should have paid that I didn't pay. And I began, you know, to pay and so forth. The next thing I know, well, you see, these things, you know, the blessing of the Lord, when you are faithful, he'll try you, because the word of the Lord is tried. It won't come overnight, but you have to stay with it. Amen. I stayed with it. And I stayed with it. And I stayed with it. And the next thing I know, after a few months, and after a few years, you know, my life began to get better. Praise ye the Lord. You know, and till this day, my life is getting even better. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
So giving, that leads me to giving, which is the next principle. You must give. But you see, the prosperity preachers, they put this giving is as the only thing that all you got to do. Well, it's in there, quite all right, but it's not the only thing. In fact, I've got it at number 6. Praise the Lord. I've got it at number 6. You know, but you should give, because the Bible commands us to do that. Give, he said, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosoms. Well, that's the favorite scripture for prosperity preachers in Luke chapter 6 and 38. But they forget that right after that, he says, for the same measure that you measure out, that's what we're giving to you again. You know, he that soweth sparingly will reap sparingly. You know, you cannot sow, you know, they tell you sow $10, then you are going to reap $1,000. Sow $1,000, then you are going to reap $100. If it's that easy, everybody in here should be millionaires. Praise the Lord. Look, you want some gimmicks? You give me, I'll take your 1,000, but you're not going to get any 100,000 from me. You know, praise the Lord. But you're going to have to follow these principles of the word of God. All these things that we have laid out today, including the giving, you know, we're not diminishing that. That's there too, you know. But listen to how you should give. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9. I want everybody to turn to this. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9. This is how you should give. Even most people that give, they don't give the right way to the Lord. Proverbs chapter 3, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits, not last fruits, first fruits of all thine increase. But here's what people do. 401k takes their own, health plan takes their own, 520k takes their own, whatever takes their own, IRS takes their own, everybody takes their own, and then out of their last fruits, they give 10% to the Lord. Well, you have robbed me, said the Lord. That's right. If you don't want to give, don't give at all. But don't tell me stuff, you know, and all these things. I say, oh, well, you know, don't worry about it. I have proven this technique, and it works. When I went back and straightened out my life, and the Lord, he didn't bail me out. He let me straighten it out. Praise the Lord. You know, you might think, oh, well, let me just quickly pay one tithe and I'll be good. No, 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 no. God is going to stay there and see if you're going to stay with the program. Hallelujah. That's right. You say that's a little callous. No, that's the truth. You know, he'll check you out and see if you'll stay with the program, you know. And then when I stayed with it over the years, the Lord, you know, my life turned a profit. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, so giving is wonderful, but you must give, you know. Listen to verse 10. If you give of your first fruits, not last fruits, to the Lord, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out new wine. How many of you can say amen to that? Oh, the Lord is so good. When you do this, he will bless, he said, your bread basket and your storehouses. Bread basket is what you eat now. Storehouse is what you save for the future. You have to go back to Deuteronomy 28 to see that. You know, but that's going to lead me to the next and final principle here. Now, also, when you are giving, it's not just, people think that giving only means, you know, giving an offering and so on. Oh, no, 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 no. That's not the only thing it means. You know, so because some people are always saying, well, you know, all we got to do is just, you know, well, give an offering and then, you know, everything is all going to be, you know, going to be just fine. That's giving is giving. Praise the Lord. Now, the preachers that want your money may, you know, tell you to give it only to them, you know, because that's, you know, of course, you know, give it to them and so on. But, you know, Lord said, give. In fact, the Bible says that, look, you know, if you have it by you, then give. You know, don't say, oh, well, you know, don't say, well, I come back tomorrow, because, you know, I don't have it and so forth. You know, just somebody is in need. The book of James chapter, you know, the James chapters will tell us this in chapters 3 and so on. You know, chapter 2 and 3 and so on. It will tell you this. It tells you that, look, faith without works is dead. If somebody comes in hungry and you say, brother, be filled in Jesus' name. How are they going to be filled? Give them some food. Praise the Lord. You know, you can't just pray for the person to be filled. You need to give him food. Right. Hallelujah. You know, so it's the same kind of a thing. You can't just, somebody say, oh, you know, people are cold. And so I remember when we used to go to the homeless shelter. I mean, can you imagine we went to the homeless shelter and say, all of you be filled with the warmth of God. Let the Holy Ghost come upon you and be filled. No, we took blankets there. Praise ye the Lord. We gave them hot chocolate, cocoa, this thing in the morning, early morning and so forth. And we took them food. That's how they'll be filled. Praise ye the Lord. You know, so don't spiritualize anything. You know, if you have it by thee, don't tell him go and come again. That's what the scripture says. You know, do what you need to do, you know, to do the right thing by the Lord. Praise the Lord. And some people think that, you know, well, if they give their, well, let me put it to you this way. Some people who don't like to give, You say, well, tithing and all of these things in the Old Testament and so forth, you know, and so on. Well, I'll tell you something. Abraham gave tithes before the law was given. He gave tithes to Melchizedek before the law was given. And the law that came 430 years after could not disannul that promise. How many of you say amen?
Amen.
Even Levi paid tithes in Abraham because he was yet in his loins when Abraham met Melchizedek. And Jesus will tell them in Matthew chapter 23, verse 23, he said, look, you guys give tithes of means and this and that and so on and so forth, but you despise the heavier matters of the law. This you ought to do and not to have left the other undone. So Jesus didn't say not to do it. Do this, read it, Matthew 23, 23. Do this and don't leave the other undone. You know, but, you know, some people say, well, you know, and then people don't even realize that, you know, you need to give. You know, you need to give where you go to church. You know, so they say, oh, well, you know, I'm going to give over here. I'm going to Let me put it to you this way. How many of you have a favorite restaurant where you like to go eat? I do. I don't eat out very often, but I have a favorite restaurant. Imagine you go to your favorite restaurant to eat. Well, let's say the restaurant is XYZ, whatever it is. Then when you finish eating your favorite food and you love it so much, when it's time for you to pay, you send the bill to restaurant ABC. Are you still with me? Oh, well, maybe I lost you on that. That's exactly what some other people are doing. You know, you say, well, you know, no. You know, you need to support your local church. Plus, you can give, you know, besides tithes and so forth. Tithes are for the work of the ministry. Offerings is what you give anywhere. You know, and so on. Or you go down to your favorite supermarket or whatever, store, you know, which is Walmart. You buy all the lovely clothes or whatever you want. Or you go down to some more, you know, expensive stores. You buy whatever you want. And when you finish, you know, in this example, you bought the clothes at Walmart. When you're done, you go pay to Kmart. Hello, folks. That's not how it works, folks. Doesn't work that way. So that's wisdom for some of you. I won't say more about that than that. Now, the last part that I'm going to talk about here, and I really have to tell you this part here. This is about savings. This is the last principle that I'm going to talk about today. And this is about savings. Savings. Why is it important for us to save? Well, the reason most people are in financial difficulty whenever they are is because they didn't have any savings. Hello? Yep. Now, let me tell you why God gives you more, and you may already have guessed what I'm going to say. The reason more gives you more than you need is for you to save the extra, not for you to go on a spending spree. Are you still with me, folks? I'm going to give you some scriptures in a minute, but let me say this first. Some people, when they get a raise, or they get some more money, or something happens to them, they come into an inheritance or whatever, they go on this happy go merry spree, spend it all. And as sure as anything else, because in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3, we are told that there are cycles for everything. There is a time for you to gather, and there is a time for you to scatter. There is a time of prosperity, and there is a time of adversity. Amen. Oh yeah, Ecclesiastes chapter 7 and verse 14 will tell you that. In the time of prosperity, and then there's a time of adversity. That's a time for everything. Well, what God gives you a little more than you really need, it is for you to save. But you say, well, most people can't save because, you know, already they are way over their head in problems. You know, so, you know, the reason you can't save is because you have so much draining you. It's like putting money into a bag of holes. You're earning, you're working, you're doing, you know, you're trying, but then you are putting all the money that you're earning, you're using it to service your debts, and that's not going to work. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, and when you give, you say give, yeah. It is also not a good thing. You know, the scripture says that he that oppresses the poor and he that giveth to the rich, both of these shall come to want. So, you know, giving is not exactly to give to the rich. It is to give to those that are less fortunate, and without sounding any trumpet about it either. Praise the Lord. Don't even let your right hand or know what your left hand is doing. That's what the Bible says. Don't blow a trumpet about it. But let me get back to this. Lord just reminded me, I didn't say that. But let me just get back to this savings thing. I'm going to tell you two stories quickly in the Bible. There is a story in Luke chapter 15. Most of you know this story as the prodigal son. The prodigal son, I don't have time to read it. I'm just going to say the story. You know, he twisted his father's arm to get some inheritance early before the man died. So he got all this, you know, more money than he had ever seen. And what did he do? He chose to go down to Sin City. I don't know, maybe Las Vegas or whatever place, you know, and so on. Squandered his living, riotous living, harlots and all kinds of things. And then when he had wasted everything, then he began to be in want. And then there arose a great famine in that land. See, now, we know that he got the inheritance in a way that he shouldn't, you know, hurriedly and so forth. But the point of the matter is, he had a lot all at once. And he squandered it. And after he finished squandering it, then he began to be in want. How many of you are still with me? That's right. Read the story yourself. He squandered it all. And then the next thing you know, he was even begging to eat from pigs. He wanted to eat what they were serving the pigs, but nobody would give him. Say, no, that's for the pigs, not for you. Can you imagine? All that money he had at one time when he was driving around, you know, and doing all of these things. I'm just talking about, like, you know, in modern terms. Maybe in modern times he went down, maybe he took a topless car, you know, he was driving around, you know, doing all, Bible say, with harlots. Wasted his living. So I can imagine, you know, what he was doing over there and so forth. I can't even imagine. Praise the Lord. But whatever, you know. And then at the end, he was broke. But he had so much to start with. So that's a horrible story. Now, that's not your portion in Jesus' name. Amen. Here is your portion of a story in the Bible that gives us very good example of how to do it. And this story is the story of Joseph. You all might know the story. Amen. Amen. In the Bible, there are many chapters in the book of Genesis that talk about this. So you'll see some of it from Genesis chapter 41. Turn with me quickly to Genesis 41. And I'm just going to paraphrase the story. Genesis 41. Now, Pharaoh was the one that dreamed the dream. But Joseph was the one that gave the interpretation. Genesis 41, verses 25 to 37, tells you the dreams and so on. 47 to 49 tells you the interpretation, what they are going to do with it. 54 to 57, and all these things they do. Mostly Genesis chapter 41. You can read all the story there. So anyway, the story was Pharaoh dreamed, and he saw by the river, you know, he dreamt it twice. First he saw, you know, the cow, you know, the fat cow, and then the lean cow. And then the lean cow ate up the fat cow. Then he saw the ears of corn. You know, all these things. You know. So, it was the same thing. And Joseph, nobody understood it. But Joseph came by and he said, look, this is what the Lord has shown you. There are going to be 7 years of plenty. And when the 7 years of plenty are over, the 7 years of famine and trouble that were coming behind will be so severe that people will forget even the plentifulness of the previous 7 years. So here's what you're going to do. You need to lay up for the hard times that are coming. Praise the Lord. And he saved the whole world by that wisdom. Now, folks, you all need to lay up for the hard times that are coming. And many people are not laying up, you know. In fact, here's my own principle, which is 7a. 7a is the more God blesses you, the less you should spend. Praise the Lord. Because there is a reason for it. Because there is coming that day of adversity. And then in that time, the Lord will say, well, I already gave it to you, but you squandered it all away. Because he already prepared it for you. Now, the scripture says in Proverbs chapter 6, go to the ants. Proverbs chapter 6, verses 6 to 8. Go to the ants and see how they make provision for the winter. They make that provision in the summer. See, and he said the ants, they don't even know how to do anything. I mean, but they have enough smartness. You know, thou sluggard, you lazy person, go and learn the ways of the ants, he said. You know, the ants know how to lay up for itself food in the summer, because in the winter they can't go anywhere, you know, and so on. So they lay up, they prepare for the tough times ahead. And the scripture, and there are many other scriptures. Like I said, I have many verses here, but I don't have time to read them all. Now, the summary of all that we have said today is this. God wants you to prosper. Hallelujah. But you have to do it his way. Now, let me tell you this prophetically. I said I was going to say this at the end. You know. Now, and I saw this a few months or so back or whatever. God allowed me to understand that the green dollar was turning red. And not only that, it may be red for, well, of course, definitely for the United States and for many countries in the world and so on. But even personally, unless you do something to make sure the greenback for you stays green, it'll be turning red. And the things that will make them green are the things that I have laid out here today to make sure that your dollar remains green. Amen? Amen. Now, there is a time of refreshing right now. You say, well, I'm not refreshed. Well, you will be when I finish right here, because I will pray a prayer for some here today. Amen? Now, God is bringing a blessing right now to the people of God. But you have to take advantage of it. Praise the Lord. And from now, clear on through some part of next year, there is going to be an opportunity for you to get some real blessing from the Lord. Amen? But if you don't want it, you can get it and give it to me. I'll take it. And I'll save it away. Because right after that, you know, over on in a few years, then that's going to come. I mean, you think we've been in, you know, some crisis and economic difficulties. You know, you haven't seen anything yet concerning what is coming, the economic strangulation that's coming. You know, God's giving some relief right now. But you say, when God's going to bless, well, he won't do it exactly the way that you think. Praise the Lord. He may do it the way that you don't think. Let me close with this testimony, and then I'm going to pray for you. In this testimony, I work as a consultant. Some of you don't know. Actually, somebody told me, I didn't know you had a job. I thought you were just a pastor. So, well, think again. Praise the Lord. I work as a consultant, and for many years, I have been working at home and so forth, you know, and before we started church, and since we started church, I said, well, I'm not going to travel. I used to travel all over this country. I said, I'm not going to do that again so I can have time for the ministry. So I would only accept work that allowed me to work from home. Well, a few months ago, actually, maybe about a couple of years ago, you know, they started cutting back my hours and cutting back my time and all of these things. Well, the only way that you really, for what I do, because I'm hourly paid, is for me to get an increase is for me to either get a higher rate or do more hours, because they're not, I'm not going to get a raise like regular people, because I'm not a regular employee type. Well, when they started cutting my hours and so on, I didn't like it. And I said, well, it's not exactly that I was hard for money, but, you know, it's a matter of, you know, it's a matter of something, you know. I mean, it's my time is worth so much. I mean, I'm not just going to be, you know, messing around doing this stuff and then, you know, nickel and diming and, you know, they're counting beans and so on for me. So I told the Lord, I said, I don't like this at all. You know, and I said, well, Lord, you know, they're cutting this and they're cutting that. I don't like it. And, well, the Lord didn't say anything. But, folks, as sure as I'm standing here, I don't think it's quite 1 week after I told the Lord that this opportunity, this new opportunity came right smack into my laps for me to make some more money. And I said, well, but it wasn't exactly what I wanted. Because see, I'm used to working from home now. But this one, I didn't have to work from home. I mean, they wouldn't let me work from home. I had to go to the customer site and do all of these things and so on. You know, so I said, well, yeah, but it was an opportunity to make some real good money. And I said, well, you know, and then because of the wisdom of the Lord that the Lord had given me, I understood that, look, when God answers your prayer, it may not be exactly the way that you were thinking, but you have to seize the opportunity. Amen. Well, I seized the opportunity anyway. So, and it turned out to be very good. And to cut a long story short, I decided I was going to work both jobs. And I told my kids, I said, well, I'm working both jobs now. And they looked at me funny. I said, yeah, I'm working two jobs now. Why? Well, because I need to show you that you guys need to also work hard. Praise the Lord. That's right. You know, and then, you know, right now I'm working about, you know, 13 hours a day. You know, and the Lord is good. Praise the Lord. Amen. I work 8 hours on one job, I come home, I work 5 hours on the next job, and the Lord is still good. Amen? Amen. Why? Because the Lord told me that it's coming a blessing, but then there's coming a hardship. So I'm trying to save up. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, I told you now already, so now you know. You know, also because, see, my wife is sort of semi-retired. So, you know, we needed some extra money. Not for our immediate needs. We don't need money for immediate needs. That's all taken care of. Praise the Lord. But we got to save up for the future. So that's wisdom for some of you. I could have said, well, gee, you know, I wanted a job that lets me work from home. But, you know, this won't let me. And so I won't take it. Well, and then you miss a great blessing. And there's a lot of people here today that are doing that. You know, you may not get exactly what God, you know, what you want initially, but you stay with it and you humble yourself, and in due time, He will lift you up. How many of you say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Well, if you understand that message, give the Lord a hand clap. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, let's stand to our feet. I know we are at 12:30 already, but I wanted to get that out. Now, I am going to pray for you. If you say, well, Lord, I want my dollar to be green, and I don't want it to be red. Well, I'm going to tell you that the Lord already gave you how to do it. You have to go back and listen to all of this and practice all the things He said. But I will also give you an opportunity. And if you have a dollar, you can bring it. I will pray over it. Now, no, let nobody make no doctrine or ism out of this. I'm just doing whatever the Lord's leading me to. So, I will pray over it, but you get to keep it. don't put it in the basket. So, amen? Now, we will have an offering later on. You can put whatever you want in the basket. But this one that you want me to pray over, you keep it. Don't put it in the basket. Because I'm going to pray over it, and I'm going to believe that the Lord is going to use it as a point of contact to bless you. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So if that's you, quickly, I want you here. I'm going to do this. I'm going to take about 3 minutes. I want a dollar bill, $5 bill, whatever financial instruments you have. Don't come with a credit card. I'm not going to pray over the credit card. But if you have something, I'm going to pray over that. And let's see what the Lord is going to do. Now remember, the Lord also said, you know, through one of His servants, Jehoshaphat, believe the Lord your God, and so shall you be established.
Amen.
Believe also His prophets. That's His messengers that are declaring His word, and so shall you prosper.
Amen.
If you don't believe, well, that's your choice. But I want it in your hand. You bring it up, instrument in your hand, a dollar, a bill, or whatever. And I'm going to pray over it. And I'm going to ask the Lord to make sure that it's always green in your life.
Amen.
It will not be red.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, Lord Jesus, look upon your people, Lord. We've got these instruments. Now, remember, when the Lord created everything in Genesis 2:12. The gold of that land was good. He didn't create all this paper money and so forth and so on. But there's some backing behind it. But nonetheless, that's a message for a different day. But today, whatever you have in your hand that you want the Lord to bless, you lay it right out. Now, Lord, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Let their dollar be always green. Amen. And never red in Jesus' name. Amen. Green and evergreen. Amen. Let your green backs be evergreen.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Now, the monstrous spirit of debt, the monstrous spirit of financial strangulation, I come against them by the word of the Lord that has been taught here today.
Amen.
We have lifted up the standard of the word of God to help the children of God to understand how they should do.
Amen.
Now, by that word, Jesus breaks the yoke.
Amen.
By the anointing, through the word of God, he breaks the yoke.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Now, Lord Jesus, bless the people.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Remember, folks, honor the Lord with thy substance.
Amen.
And with the first fruits of all thy increase. Don't give the Lord last. From this time on, those of you who have been giving the Lord last, the little change that's left in your purse after everything else is spent, forget that. You know, give the Lord first.
Amen.
Before you spend anything.
Amen.
And see what the Lord is going to do for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for this understanding.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you because we have received knowledge.
Thank you, Lord.
And you have given us a vision.
Amen.
And we shall not walk in darkness.
Amen.
We now have the understanding.
Amen.
And the Lord wants us to prosper.
Amen.
And we shall prosper.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and make you fruitful.
Amen.
The Lord prosper the work of your hands.
Amen.
Even as you obey his voice and do his will,
Amen.
The Lord prosper your hands and the work of your hands.
Amen.
And make you give you grace to have sufficiency in all things.
Amen.
So that you may abound to every good work.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
And all the people said,
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now let me warn you, don't make a god or idol out of that dollar bill, because it doesn't do anything. You know, every time the Lord does something, some people make idol out of it and so forth. Now that's not what it's all about. But if the Lord moves upon me, I'll do what he says. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now if you want me to anoint that dollar,
yes,
I will do it.
Amen.
And then after that, we will take an offering. And there's something else we want to do today too. So just hold in your hand. Don't put it here. Hold in your hand. I'm going to just anoint it. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, come on. Let me do it quickly. Let's go quickly. And don't spend that dollar. Don't put this one in the basket today.
Okay.
This one is for you. Amen. Praise the Lord. And remember that this is the day that the Lord gave you understanding. How that you should not put your money in a bag of holes anymore. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's anoint those dollar bills and let's see the Lord give you understanding. The Lord give you wonderful things. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Praise the Lord. You brought a whole checkbook?
I don't have a dollar.
She brought a whole checkbook. Praise the Lord. But it's better than credit card. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Let's do it quickly. Come on. Let's do it quickly. Because time is well spent. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. 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 Well, God honors your simplicity. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let's give the Lord a hand clap, everybody. Give the Lord a hand clap here this morning. Praise the Lord. Let the praise team come on back up. Amen. Praise team, come back up. We're going to take our offering. Let's see if we can do this quickly.